Wisteria Island, written by Rachel Hanna, narrated by Michelle Morgan. Chapter 1. She stepped off the small boat, her heeled ankle boot digging into the wet sand. What a metaphor for her life! Walking into what was supposed to be a great new job opportunity, and she was already sinking. Just great.
"Here, let me help you, ma'am,"
the young man said as he jumped off the boat and grabbed her hand, steadying her before she walked right out of her brand new shoes. Why she had worn such an expensive pair was beyond her, but then again, she wasn't exactly thinking clearly these days. She reached up and grabbed her large brim sun hat, trying to hold it to her head as the wind whipped around her. Who knew coastal South Carolina was this windy? She'd been to Chicago once as a kid, and thought she might get swept into the sky like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, but this seemed more forceful. Of course, what could she expect from an island?
"I guess I thought there'd be a dock of some kind," she shouted over the sound of the gusts.
The wind whistled around her, sounding like a ghostly choir. Not a great omen.
"Sorry about that.
We have a small dock on the other side of the island, but the boat was a little lower on gas than I thought," the young man said sheepishly, his southern accent thicker than most she'd heard. Having been raised in Atlanta, she'd heard plenty of accents, but she'd tried to rid herself of hers a long time ago.
"No problem,"
she muttered, just wanting to make it to the concrete parking lot she saw up the hill. He continued holding her arm until they made it there, and she kicked off her boots so she could tap them together and get rid of the sand that had already accumulated inside. Meanwhile, Jeremy, the boat driver, whose name she'd just remembered, ran back to fetch her luggage. Poor guy could barely carry it all in one trip. He gingerly set it all down and blew out of breath.
"You sure carry a lot of stuff, ma'am," he said, forcing a smile, his chubby face red from exertion.
She felt kind of bad. Kind of.
"Sorry. Here's a little something extra for your troubles."
She tried to hand him $5, but he shook his head and held up his hand.
"We don't do that around here, ma'am."
"Do what?"
"Accept tips."
She stared at him, her eyebrows furrowed together in confusion.
"And why is that?" "We believe in just helping each other. Kindness doesn't cost a thing."
She smiled.
"That sounds nice, Jeremy, but a man's got to eat, right?"
She slid the bill into his shirt pocket.
"Thanks anyway, ma'am," he said, returning it to her hand.
Before she had the chance to try again, a man in a golf cart came screeching around the corner, almost toppling it over as he tried to avoid her luggage piled high beside her.
"Well, you must be Danny," he said with a larger-than-life laugh.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?